Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For in this moment, because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my soul to welcome each and every one of you here tonight for another hallelujah installation of All Nations Bible Study. Now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve something to write with, to write on, and your Bibles, and give your undivided attention to your host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Apostle Shirlene Cook, for introducing me for tonight's Bible study. The study, same as the last time, is God's grace. And we're going to share a little bit more about God's grace tonight. You know, his grace is so much. It is just so abundant that, you know, it's so much to share about his grace. And so tonight I'm going to cover something that we didn't really talk about last week, but last week we covered scripture and just talked about what grace is, and going to talk about tonight what it is, because it is much, and we're blessed to have it. We're blessed with the gift of grace. I'm just going to have a word of prayer before I get started. Father God, I just thank you tonight for this privilege and another opportunity to share about you. It's always a blessing to just share your goodness. I pray, Lord, that you will allow your anointing to flow, and that I would share tonight with you that have me to share more than anything, that it be your will. And we thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We pray that you will bless those that are listening in tonight. Bless those that would like to and were unable to be on tonight. And we pray that somebody will be touched. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we know that God's grace is God's favor and his kindness toward us. God rains down his grace on all mankind, and that's one of the points I wanted to really make tonight, that it's for everyone. It's for everyone. And grace, he gives us beauty and all the wonders of nature, and, you know, it's just he gives us so much that oftentimes we can be just in awe of the many things that his grace provides for us, or has provided and continues. I was thinking today on just kind of some personal experiences that where I really saw God's grace in motion. I was just thinking about oftentimes we're in close to danger, around all kinds of dangerous situations, and yet God, we escape, but not so much somehow, but through his grace. That we have and continue to escape accidents, knowing that we should have been hit and we weren't, knowing that we shouldn't be here and we are. And just so many things that happen for us because of his grace. And as I said before, it's hard to just talk about grace without adding mercy and love, because they're intertwined. They go together. When we think about the verse John 3:16. God gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's where his love was really poured out. And we know that he had to love us. You know, we weren't even worthy of anything, even being saved. But he saw us. He saw more than just us being saved, but he extended his grace toward us. His love and kindness, as we talked and shared about the last Wednesday that we were on the broadcast, we talked about his attributes. We talked about his characteristics that also should be in us as well. And also we should be so eager. If we have accepted his grace, and you know, and so that's part of what I wanted to talk about tonight is he's given us this gift. Have we really truly received it? Have we really accepted God's grace as a gift, as a free gift, unmerited favor, favor that we didn't deserve? We have. Because of him and because of his love for us. And he had mercy on us enough to know that we needed him, that we were in need of a Savior. We were born in our sins due to the fall of Adam and Eve. And we had need of a Savior, and God saw fit to give his only son, that we could be free of our sins and that we could be free to live with him eternally. So to me, that's much. That's a lot. Yes. We are benefiting because of his divine grace. We are. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We are. I'm standing because of his grace. Still standing. You're still standing by his grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we just think about the times that he was there for us, it was God's grace. There were times that we would not have made it had it not been for his grace, his love, his mercy, and his amazing grace. Hallelujah. We have it. And I'm thankful tonight that we do. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, and I have a few different scriptures to share tonight that I didn't share last week. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And this is Paul, and I guess you all know he's a favorite of my apostles.
Amen.
One of them, and yeah. So I'm going to share a little bit and talk about the thorn in his flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read the scriptures, but the point that I really wanted to make was that even though the thorn was there, you know, he asked that it be removed. The thorn remained, but it didn't stop him. And it made me think about just how things happen in life for us, in this life. we're not going to always receive a bouquet of flowers, roses. I don't get to enjoy roses that often, but when I do enjoy them when I have them. But, you know, there's some times that seems like the thorns overtake the roses in life. So what do? We keep on living for the Lord. We keep on trusting. We keep on doing the things that he gave us to do.
Amen.
We continue to walk in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Because he stays the same. He doesn't change. No matter what happens, God is still God and the controller of all things, and he yet sits on the throne as well as on the right hand of his Father making intercession for us. So when I think about that and how, well, let's just go to the scripture, verse 7. Paul says here, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Hallelujah. Sometimes a thorn comes along for a good reason. You know, everything that happens and looks bad isn't bad for us. Mm-hmm. But so oftentimes it's for our own good. Eighth verse says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." In other words, he came to him three times about the thorn, that it might depart from me. And this is what he said. Praise God. "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient." This is Jesus. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Now, wasn't Jesus' strength made perfect in his weakness when he was beaten and all the things that was done to him to put him in a weakened state? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to really think about that tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His grace is sufficient for us. Praise God. That no matter what we go through in life, no matter how much we're buffeted, and we often are, can we keep right on going? Can we allow his strength to work in us and keep going and continue to do what we need to do for the sake of Christ and others that he has called us to serve? Praise God. All right, let's go a little bit farther. Paul is saying here, "Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Can you imagine glory? Hallelujah. But we do the things that we do in order that he will receive the glory. And I'm sure that's where Paul was with that. And then verse 10 again says, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, even in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Hallelujah. How many know that he's not going to put any more upon us than we can bear?
All right.
Amen.
He promised that. So even even in hard times and when everything seems like it's tough for us to go through and to make it through, those are the times that we're strengthened. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's if we just don't give up, you know. And sometimes people do. They feel like they can't make it. But we have one that promised us that he would always be with us, that he would never leave us. And so when we think about that and reflect on that, that should be enough. Amen. Praise God. So in the 11th verse, Paul is saying, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Amen.
Yeah.
That goes for all of us. We are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're nothing without him.
Amen.
And then he says, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you, and all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's what God desires, that it be among us, the signs, the wonders, and the mighty deeds. And we can accomplish the mighty deeds because he's given us everything that we need for that to take place. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when we do it, it's still not about us. It's all about him, that he received the glory in all that we do, no matter what it is, no matter how great or how small our deeds may be at different times. It's all about him being glorified in what we do. Praise God. All right, I just want to share that. And speaking of thorns, we have them in our own lives. They come in different ways. But I'm reminded when that happens for me and I think about the thorns, like I got, you know, some days I'll say, well, I got thorns today. I didn't get roses. But that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, we're not going to see a bed of roses every day. Anyway, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I am reminded that my Savior had to wear a crown of thorns. Now, that's really something. But that's what was placed on his head, a crown of thorns. And we're talking about our Savior. We're talking about the one that gave us the gift of grace.
Yes.
The one that loves us so much that he gave his life for us. Amen. He gave it.
Amen.
But he had the power to pick it back up. And he did. And just think about it. He did it for us. Yes, he did. He did it for us. All right. I'm going to read some other scriptures. But anyway, the point I was trying to make was Paul didn't focus on the thorn. Paul didn't focus on the thorn, and we shouldn't focus on the thorns that we get in life.
Mm-hmm.
But what we should do is focus on the gift of grace, which God has given us, and he gave it to us free. Hallelujah. We couldn't buy it. But he gave it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave it. And he gave it freely. Praise God. Something that we couldn't come up with. So Paul didn't focus on the thorn. We don't need to focus on the thorn. We can focus on God's grace and all of his promises. Okay. I just want to say a little bit more about grace here. Grace is really what he does. Grace is I look at it as a verb because he performs. God forms through his grace. But he's humble, okay? He doesn't flaunt anything, his grace or anything. But we serve a God that is humble. And so we don't have to perform either in doing the things that he has given us to do. Just do what he says. Obey. And remain humble before God. Everything God does involves his grace, his creation. He had us in mind in the very beginning. His providence, his protection. That's his protection, and he cared enough about us to watch over us and protect us and give us the spiritual, hallelujah, guidance, care and guidance. Hallelujah. He didn't come to condemn us. Hallelujah. But what he gave us was what God gave us, helped us to do the things that he would have us to do. In other words, we were not condemned, but we were convicted as sinners. And by being convicted rather than condemned, it helped us to be what we needed to be and to acknowledge the fact. And I'm speaking of myself here. I have to acknowledge the fact that I was a sinner, and that by the conviction, it just made me want to change, and to change my ways, and conviction brought about me having a desire to be conformed to his ways rather than my own ways. And so it's a great difference between being condemned and being convicted. And as we teach others and as we go out in the field and we speak to others that don't yet know Jesus, we're not there to condemn them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there with the heart of Jesus to see that they be saved. And so we don't come in a condemning way, telling them what they need to get rid of on the spot, what they need to do, what they need to put on, telling them, you know, well, making them think that they have to clean up before they come to church. And that's not God's way. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to point that out, the difference between being convicted and being condemned. Being convicted by the word of God, which is often the way we are convicted, is just helping us to see the state that we're really in. We're in a helpless state if we don't know God. And so we need to be transformed. And the only way we can be is through him. Amen. So
Amen.
That's why it's so important that
Amen.
That people are led to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and not condemned by what we think or how we feel about them or what we think they should be doing and not doing,
mm-hmm.
but just lead them to Jesus. Help help them to know who he really is, a true and kind and loving God. Hallelujah. So, and he doesn't show favoritism. He loves everybody. He loves us all. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. So by doing it that way, we can bring forth some repenting hearts. But when we come with condemnation, then, you know, it's a chance that the person is not going to accept God. They often will reject him if we come in that way. So we have to be careful. First of all, we need to show love. People mm-hmm. need to know that we really love them. And if we really love God, we will love them. They will see it. They'll see the love of God in us. Amen. Praise God. All right, I'm going to go to Romans, the second chapter, and then I'm going to share a few scriptures in Lamentations. Let's go to Romans, the second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with the first verse, I think. Okay. And it says in the first verse, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. All right? And I've seen that often, you know, where people, God is, they've been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit and all, but they go at others in a condemning way, just kind of forgetting where they used to be. And I know we're to forget, but, you know, also we need to know that we've been brought from a mighty long way also,
yes.
That the things that we did, you know, were nothing better than what we see others do. In fact, sometimes we're seeing the same things that we did. Amen. So how
Amen.
Can we condemn? Amen. How can we judge?
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's God's business. And verse 2 says, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? No, we can't. Verse 4 says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's how we got to know him, through repentance. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. So we
right.
need to be forgiving in our own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise God. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Good,
okay. Mm-hmm. So we're not to judge. Amen. Praise
That's
God.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because we all have to face judgment one day. Everybody does.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read a little bit more in this passage. I'm going to go down to the seventh verse where it says, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
Yeah.
Remember, our God doesn't play favoritism. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. He loves us all. Praise God. But glory, honor, and peace in every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just felt led to go there, to that particular passage. Praise God. God does not show favoritism. He loves us all. He rains down his grace on all mankind.
Yes.
Not just certain ones, but it's for all. It's for all. It's up to us to accept it. To just believe God for it.
Mm-hmm.
For the grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And accept that. And we have everything. Everything. If we just accept the fact that he has already given us everything, and everything we need, we can have. Because he's made it all for us. Praise God. But sometimes in our unbelief prevents us from having the things that we would have because of our own unbelief. But we can even ask God for help in that, even in our own belief. We can say, Lord, help my unbelief.
Yes.
And he will. He will help you to believe him, because that's who we want to believe, because our total dependence should be on God. And he wants us to be dependent on him rather than man. Although he uses man, he uses mankind, he uses us to be helpers one to another. But when we go to God for our needs, he appoints the ones that he chooses for whatever it is that we might have help through. God's choice, God's choosing. So oftentimes people make a mistake by feeling like certain ones are supposed to help them. And that's not the way it works. Because if we go to someone and ask for their help, they may choose not to help us. But if we first go to God, seek him first, then he's going to bless us to go to the place where we will be blessed.
Right.
Or he will send the one that he wants to bless us. All right? And whoever that is already prepared to walk in obedience and do what he says. Amen? Amen.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've experienced that. Praise God.
And
seen how he works. Hallelujah. And that's how he performs. Praise God. Through his grace. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to go to the book of Lamentations. And then I'm going to wind it up. I don't go to this book very often. Thank you, Jesus. But I feel led to go there tonight. And we're going to go to the third chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting closer.
Amen. It's all right.
Amen. All right. I'm almost there. Thank you. My pages aren't quite as worn in that chapter as some of the other ones. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Probably why he has me going there. All right. The third chapter, and I think we're going to start with the 18th verse. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I think that's the one. Okay. All right. Lamentations, third chapter, 18th verse. And it says, and I said, my strength and my hope, Jeremiah, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Now, I can really attest to that. It is his mercies that we are not consumed.
That's right.
23rd verse tells us they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I call it grace. Great is his faithfulness. We have his grace. First of all, we have his love. We have his mercy. And we have his grace that's been extended to us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. So Jeremiah understood. He understood the mercy. Do we understand the mercy? Do we really get it? That God had mercy on us. We were enemies to God. We were sinners. We were some deep in our sins. But he saved a wretch like me. I'm talking about me. He saved a wretch like me. In spite of, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Grace. Grace. He gave us grace. I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to turn this over to, back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta, for another excellent study. Now, if you are sitting in the studio and you would like to have a word about grace, touch and agree with the apostle, hallelujah, if you will kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone numbers. I'd like to thank and say a special good evening and thank Mother Apostle Zeta's sister, my auntie, for being in the house. Mother Mitchell, I know you would probably, I know you always love to encourage Apostle Zeta. So if you have a word, come on in with it, please.
All right. I sure do. Wonderful message, Apostle Zeta. I love you so much, and I look forward to hearing you and your Bible study. And I'm going to make it real short, too, because I put an asterisk, and when you were talking, and you were up in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, I took a star by was talking about not giving up, and I said giving up is not an option, not
Amen.
For Christ's children. It is not an option. Because how are you going to give up on Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith? We can't give up. There's no giving up.
Amen. That's right.
He loves us. He has given everything to us. And then we're just going to say, oh, I guess I'll give up now. It's too hard. No, there's no giving up. It's not an option. Thank you.
Amen.
Pastor Zeta, for the wonderful message, for the wonderful study. We thank you, and his grace is always sufficient.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, I just you made it very understood that grace and mercy go together. And you have to understand mercy, not receiving what the punishment that we deserve.
Mm. Amen.
In order to understand grace. You know, because it's out of his grace that he created mercy in the first place.
All right.
Because he's saying, you know, I love you so much. I am grace. I am love. I'm not going to give you what you deserve.
Deserve.
It's not
Amen.
Only his grace a gift. His mercy is a gift. Because it's that mercy that keeps us standing.
Yes.
Yes.
Looking at that, under that umbrella of grace and
Amen.
His love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why Apostle Zeta said his grace is it's so much to it. Because if you're really gonna get into it, you know, and break it all the way, you can't. His grace is so infinite, it's so abundant, it's so amazing, it's so awesome.
Yes.
You know, when you think about it, to have a God that wants to be in relationship and loves us so much that he didn't even withhold himself, his only begotten son.
Amen.
Yes. You know, to reconcile us back to him.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
So I just want to thank you for that reminder about grace and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, because we need to understand. We need to stay in a place of repentance. We need to stay in a place of humility. We need to stay in a place of knowing that we're forgiven so that we, when we go out, like Apostle Zeta said, we will not go out with a judgmental attitude. We will not will remember, you know, when we go out remembering how many times Jesus had to forgive us just this day.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so we have to keep it humble. We have to keep it real, like Apostle Zeta said, and realize God doesn't owe us anything, but we owe him everything because of his grace and his mercy.
That's right.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
So
I want
to thank you, Apostle Zeta. You got me stirred up again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because it is. It's an his grace is so awesome. So, ma'am, with your permission, I would just like to say to anybody sitting out there tonight, the woman of God told you the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
And we don't know where you at or what you're going through. But Apostle Zeta just told you, God's grace is sufficient. But before you can understand that, you've got to be connected to grace himself. You've got to be connected to love himself. You've got to be connected to salvation himself.
Amen.
And that is in the person of Jesus Christ. Now,
if you
don't know him in the pardon of your sin, He's telling you today, try me. And you
mm-hmm.
will see that my grace is sufficient. Try me.
Yes. Yes.
And you will see the wonders of my mercy. Try me. And you will see that I hear your prayers and I answer
Jesus.
Them.
Yes, Jesus.
You
yes,
can
he does.
Trust my word.
Thank
Somebody
you, Jesus.
That is listening mm-hmm. needs to know we do love you. We
yes.
we are developing the mind of Christ. We don't want anybody to perish because God doesn't want anybody to perish.
Amen.
Right.
So we're
yes.
saying to you today, don't wait and try to fix yourself up if somebody's told you that. If that's what's keeping you from walking through that door of a brand new life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
your addictions and your afflictions, don't let that stop you from
right.
walking through that door of grace.
Amen.
What you need to
Come
do
on.
Is bow down and just say, Lord Jesus, look, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins.
Right.
But I believe,
right.
I believe that you're the Son of God. And I want you to come into my life and save me.
Mm, yes.
And use me.
Mm-hmm.
And to that brother and sister that you're not even sure, you that you can say, I believe that you're the Son of God. Say
Thank
to him,
you,
I'm willing to try you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so I can pray to you to help me in my unbelief.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus, praying for every person, every soul that is listening
yes.
to this broadcast right now and that will listen to this broadcast all over this world. We pray, Father God, that someone will heed the word, that will absorb and apply the word that the woman of God brought on tonight. We
yes.
pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that someone would walk through that door of grace and mercy and receive you and
yes.
come into relationship with you
yes,
so they can
Jesus.
Learn of your goodness, learn of your grace, learn of your mercy, learn of all of your loving kindnesses, Father God.
Mm.
And Lord,
yes.
help us to be more gracious unto one another. Let
yes.
us truly love others as you love them,
yes,
not without
Jesus.
Judgment, not in haughtiness, not in hypocrisy, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We rebuke all those spirits because they are not of you. So, Lord, please
yes.
remove it from the body of Christ because it's like a cancer in your body.
Yes.
So Lord, help us to love one another. Help us
yes.
to truly pray for one another. Help
yes.
us, Lord God, to desire to see all saved, not just a
yes,
few.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you for your mighty servant, Apostle
thank
Zeno.
You, Lord.
Now, Lord, pour back into her as she has poured unto your people a mighty word about your grace.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you and we pray for every listener.
Thank
we know
you.
That you sit high and you look low and you know what they
yeah.
stand in the need of, Father God.
Yeah.
We know that
yeah.
you are a healer. We know that
yeah.
you are the mighty provider. We know, Father God, that you are a promise keeper.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
yes,
we just
you are.
Stand, Lord God, together as a family, together as sisters, Lord God, co-laborers, Father God, hallelujah, just lifting
yeah.
up your holy name. Because you said, Father God, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto yourself.
Yeah, unto you. Yes.
You don't need our help. We're just honored, Lord God, and blessed to be able to share your word.
Yes.
The
yes,
Lord continue to bless Mother Mitchell. Continue to bless Apostle Zeta and all of her family, Lord God. Her sisters, Lord God, bless them in mighty ways, Lord God.
Yes.
And we will be so careful to give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. My brother, you have indeed been listening to All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Studies with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We are so blessed that you all joined us tonight, whether it was via the chat rooms or via Skype or Instagram. We want to thank you for just taking some of your time out to study along with us. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta, whom I need you to know is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. Yeah. So if you are in the Oakland East Bay area, hallelujah, look Apostle Zeta up. Okay, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and myself, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. We love you. God bless you. Good night. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Mom. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Mom. I love you.
Hallelujah. We love you. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you, too. Good night.
Good night.